Gardner, Montana depends on summer tourism. It is near Yellowstone National Park. But unprecedented flooding in June closed the road that connects the town to the park. Over the weekend, a newly paved road opened again, which could be a lifeline. Here's Yellowstone Public Radio's Olivia Wheats.
As we drive up the newly paved road just outside Gardner, you look down on the River Canyon, and it's there you see the old damaged road fading away. Look above, and the snow-capped hills come into view. We stopped by the side of this new road with Yellowstone Superintendent Cam Shawley. He says before they paved it, this was a 10-foot-wide dirt path from the 1870s.
Are people going to want to drive it? Absolutely. I mean, I think it's a gorgeous road. You know, people need to be careful. It's safe, but it's steep and it's curvy, just like a lot of mountainous passes and roads.
The park was hoping to open the road in the middle of October to catch the last couple weekends of tourists, but Shawley says putting in guardrails and widening the path took a little longer.
A little bit of a delay, but the reality is when you're dealing with something that's so dynamic, to be able to do it in 4 months plus 2 weeks is, I think, really incredible.
We drove back to Gardner, and it's there that I met Caroline Slichter.
And so now I'm just removing all my utensils that hang on the wall all summer.
She's closing down her food truck for the season. This was her first year in business. She actually opened in May, just before the flooding. Locals and park employees kept the food truck going. During that time, Caroline could look out the back of her food truck and see the road taking shape. But with a lack of tourists, she even closed for a week in early October.
Whenever you think it can't get slower, it does. And it would be like that every day. I'd be like, oh, this ain't bad. Then the next day it'd be slower. The next day it'd be slower.
The main tourism season is now over. But this new route will stay open for any winter visitors planning on cross-country skiing or taking in the local wildlife. That's keeping Superintendent Cam Shawley optimistic.
We'll look forward to a good winter season and having 2,000 to 3,000 cars come down this road every single day next summer.
And for Caroline, now her food truck is closed for the time being, she'll actually be spending a lot of the winter on this new road. Her other job is driving a coach in Yellowstone National Park, carrying luggage and mail. For NPR News, I'm Olivia Wheats in Gardner, Montana.